changes.
Turn and face the strange
changes.
Don't wanna be a richer man.
Yes, by now you've probably heard all the changes coming to the CFL and the widespread reaction. We're going to have a lot of that for you again here through the morning. Personally, I don't feel they've Americanized the game as others seem to feel. And I really do agree, even with Riders President Craig Reynolds, that it's about evolving the game. And like Craig, I think moving the goalpost to the back of the end zone, come on, it's about time.
So I think just opening up that field there, the end zone when you're in the score zone, you know, the data that the CFL sort of provided sort of indicated there's going to be a significant increase in touchdowns, they believe, and increased completion percentage in the end zone. And so anytime you have an opportunity to score more touchdowns and with all respect to our kickers, less field goals, I think is a good thing for fans. Because that's what, you know, fans, the touchdown is the most, you know, exciting play we have. There's a reason that Gaynor drives around the field after touchdowns and not field goals.
And really, moving the uprights, do you ever want to have this happen again?
Picardo, end zone, off the upright, dead ball, and the Bombers have won the Western Final.
Especially in a Grey Cup. So I like that one, and I like the modification of the rouge. But lots of reaction coming from experts and, of course, you, the fans. Throughout the rest of the morning here, too. But outside of football, we're also going to tackle the reason beef prices seem to have spiked in the grocery store as of late. I've noticed it. You've probably noticed it. Is there a reason for it? We'll dive into that with the Saskatchewan Cattlemen's Association popping by later on here this morning after the 7 o'clock news. But again, your morning commute will be slowed by construction. I come down from the east side of the city on Arcola into downtown Regina. You have to slow to 40. It squeezed over both directions on Arcola again today at Prince of Wales Drive. It's going to be like that all week long. On the drive home yesterday, it was a long, winding snake of traffic, just as it was in downtown Regina, because Saskatchewan Drive again, they're working on it. Hamilton Street to Lorne on Sask Drive is restricted. And creating long lineups during peak periods as well. But what else is new? Construction in Regina. It's everywhere before the snow flies. Coming up with Kevin Martell and RCMP. RCMP, rather, are still working to find that suspect that shot and killed Tanya Myers outside Weyburn on Highway 39 a few weekends ago. And we are learning more about another shooting near Rollo that left one man with damage to his vehicle. Saskatchewan RCMP say there's no evidence that suggests the Highway 39 shooting and this incident are connected, but it's leaving a lot of people rattled. And we'll have more on that coming up, of course, too. And Jimmy Kimmel back after being put on ice for 6 days. I don't know if they'll admit it, but there was a huge charge to put it to Disney and canceling subscriptions, among other ways, of poking back at Disney, so maybe that had something to do with it. But I have set my PBR for tonight's Jimmy Kimmel. I've said it here before. Jimmy Kimmel's one of my favorite late-night talk show hosts. I love his monologues. I didn't think what he said was as offensive. And clearly, Disney is now reacting that too. But everyone has their own perception of what comedy is, I guess, but he's back tonight. Hey, it was my pleasure to help launch Canada's Farm Show, presented by Bunge Canada. It's a rebrand that reflects the shared commitment they suggest in advancing agriculture together with the real district. There he was next to me yesterday, Mayor Chad Baczynski, and the head of Bunge, Kyle Jaworski, was there. Real CEO Rick Bennett helped with the cutting the ribbon, too, but all that signage around what was once known as the Viterra International Trade Center, it's been rebranded to incorporate Bunge, and the signage looks great. If you didn't already know, Bunge and Viterra merged, and Viterra is now fully absorbed into this global agribusiness giant. And as part of the merge, Bunge is investing in a local office here, of course. Obviously, they're investing over $520 million in Canada. I spoke with both Peter and Kyle from Bunge for a short time yesterday. They're excited about the merger, although they admit to slipping up on the phone when clients call, still saying Viterra, but Also excited, CEO of The Real District, Rick Bennett, who yesterday felt the Bungie partnership is going to be key in making the upcoming farm show in March that much greater.
The value and the partnership that we had with Viterra continue on with Bungie. And for me, I believe it's even strengthened a little bit further in terms of representing the agricultural roots in the community of Regina. Hey, listen, you know, I think the whole canola industry, the crushing industry, is at a pivotal point at this point. And we'd like to be able to be a venue that can give Bungie a voice to help bring about solutions in this space right now.
Canada's Farm Show is back March 17th through 19th. Bruce Springsteen, 76 today, celebrating a birthday, and there's that biopic that is coming out, I believe, next month. The guy that stars in The Bear plays Bruce Springsteen, and he sings in the movie just like Bruce. It's going to be interesting. Probably going to hear about that movie come Oscar nomination time, too, but happy birthday to the boss, 76 today. Big changes coming to the field of Mosaic and CFL venues across the country. Commissioner Stuart Johnston announced a series of changes, calling it a watershed moment. And he was on the Green Zone telling us how he understands the changes are going to raise a few eyebrows, but he says it's going to make sense in the long run.
I've now had enough experience that tells me when you go through the logic, if you try and take emotion out of it, it's really makes sense with how much this is going to improve our game.
Starting next season, the CFL modifying the rouge, no longer rewarding a point for a missed field goal or a punt that sails through the end zone. Thank you. And in 2027, the goalposts are going to be moved to the back of the end zone, just like the NFL.
It will mean a touchdown pass will have to be stopped by a defender and not the occasional upright or crossbar.
Also, the field itself will be shortened from 110 yards to 100. All end zones across the league will also be the same, shortened to 15 yards. And these new rules mean physical changes, too. Obviously, at Mosaic Stadium, where the lines are stitched into the field, that will have to be fixed to get rid of that C in the center. But Ryder President Craig Reynolds says it's all about the evolution of the game, right?
Anytime you have an opportunity to score more touchdowns, and with all respect to our kickers, less field goals, I think is a good thing for fans.
BC Lions quarterback, though, Nathan Rourke, did you hear him? He is quick to say it's...
New rule changes are garbage. It's garbage.
Yeah, he was telling TSN that these adjustments are moving towards, well, anything but Canadian football. But he's most upset as well at the fact that the players weren't consulted about this.
We have a commissioner who hasn't been here for a year who's already trying to make... trying to change the game. And I don't believe he loves football as much as I do, as much as many fans do.
Rourke pretty passionate, perhaps feeling the game has moved too much. I noticed former Bomber kicker Troy Westwood on social media said, I don't understand players talking like this. He said, players and coaches are employees. They don't need to be consulted. The opinion of Troy Westwood. Rourke would think otherwise, though. And yesterday in the Green Zone, the phone lines were just lighting up with everyone wanting to weigh in on all the changes.
I love all the changes.
This is absolutely ludicrous. The CFL just lost its heritage.
We just saw last weekend, and you know I'm not a Bomber fan, but did I love seeing Vival run that ball back? You just kissed that play gone.
The Rouge one, I didn't mind. I expected it, actually.
Now those poor people are sitting in the end zone are like 10 yards further away.
Largely, these rule changes are an asset. I'm a bit bothered by fans who think that they're NFL rules.
And Regina Thunder coach Scott McCauley concerned about the rules.
Great for them, but I mean, at the end of the day, it's going to definitely put amateur football in Canada in a bind.
Obviously, McCauley's concern is the changes are going to create a bit of a crunch on the field for amateur football clubs in Regina. Won't be able to use Mosaic because the field post being pushed back unless they come up with something that they can temporarily do. He says it's going to put his team in a bit of a financial crunch.
We're going to lose $40,000 in revenue a year if we don't play at Mosaic Stadium against, you know, our arch rival. So now also we got to figure out another way to make up that money, right? So then also you're going to have to increase your ticket prices. We don't want to do that.
And there's no word yet whether the Huskies and Rams are going to be playing on a smaller field either, but we'll have to wait and see. There's a lot of unanswered questions, but at the same time, your reaction is welcome. 1-877-300-7275. Plenty more. Dave Naylor on the Green Zone yesterday. Get his opinion on the other side of the 6 o'clock news. And outside of football, why has the price of beef gone up in our stores? Saskatchewan Cattlemen's Association are going to be popping by later this morning. Jolene Shea is going to be here to discuss that after the 7 o'clock news. In fact, for the very first time, tickets for the Co-op Community Zone are on sale now for the final two Rider home games. $20 and on sale at Co-op Cash Bars, grocery, and home building stores. I don't think I've ever heard as much conversation about the CFL as I have in the last 24 hours. Lots of mixed reaction from fans and analysts. Some fans believing it's too Americanized now. I say, hey, we're not down to four-down football yet. At least for now. Even the new commissioner said, never say never, though.
I was asked in the press conference, can you guarantee that we will never be four downs? And my answer was, of course, I cannot guarantee that. I will never say never to anything because I believe we should question everything. However, that is just not on the oven at all, let alone a back burner for me.
TSN's Dave Naylor was on the Green Zone yesterday. He says shortening the field to 100 yards really doesn't bother him.
And I get that it's kind of a, you know, unique point of cultural distinction for some CFL fans, but I don't think it changes the game.
Naylor doesn't believe the game changes with a lot of these moves.
What do we value? Three downs, wide field, unlimited motion, Canadians in the game. You know, those are the things that we value, and the league took a scalpel, not a chainsaw.
As for his reaction to those who are upset with the rouge being altered?
So if you lived for watching a non-competitive rouge play, and that was your biggest entertainment out of Canadian football, one, I don't understand it, but, I mean, that's your choice.
Players, they are upset too. Some already outspoken said they weren't consulted about the moves. Naylor says Commissioner Stuart Johnston was hired, though, with a mandate to change.
And he's a smart enough guy to know the history of the league and the dynamics of the league to know that if you tried to run this through the coaches and GMs, it's all you're going to come out with is status quo, and that was not what he was hired to do.
Hey, personally, I'm not really that unhappy with these rule changes. For instance, sure, it's very Canadian to have had the uprights where they are, but moving the back, come on. How could you not want that, Rider fans? You know it.
Picardo, end zone, off the upright, dead ball, and the Bombers have won the Western Final.
Seems pretty easy for me to think about removing an obstacle in the way in the middle of the end zone. It just makes sense to me. And I don't think they're Americanizing the game in these moves. If anything, just freshening it up. We still have the bigger field. We still have a larger end zone. We still have ratios to debate. There's still more players in the field, and perhaps most importantly, there's still three downs. They've changed the game. They've moved the uprights out of the middle, blocking people from throwing into the middle of the end zone. Shorten the field to adjust to that, but it's still a bigger end zone, bigger field. I'm open to some changes. I'll be curious to see where it goes in the future, too. As for Rider fans on the Green Zone yesterday, a pretty mixed reaction.
I love all the changes.
This is absolutely ludicrous. The CFL just lost its heritage.
We just saw last weekend, and you know I'm not a Bomber fan, but did I love seeing Vival run that ball back? You just kissed that play gone.
The Rouge one, I didn't mind. I expected it, actually.
Now those poor people are sitting in the end zone are like 10 yards further away.
Largely, these rule changes are an asset. I'm a bit bothered by fans who think that they're NFL rules.
And I know there are those locally who are a little miffed, and I believe Thunder coach Scott McCauley is going to be on the Green Zone a little later on to talk about how these new rule changes affect amateur sport as well, too, which is a point well taken. And clearly, although I think our turf is almost 10 years old now, and they usually have a lifespan about 10, but clearly we're going to be on the hook here to get some new turf in the end here as well. But I think that was part of the discussion, according to the commissioner, with a lot of the owners. But lots of people weighing in. You can, too, on the CJME Morning Show Facebook page or at 1-877-300-7275. Some interesting medical news from across the border coming up here. And let me be probably not the first to say, I don't think it'll be a surprise if Tylenol announces a multi-million dollar lawsuit against President Trump. That story ahead. Well, it looks like Guillermo will be on the sidelines of Jimmy Kimmel's stage, drinking a little tequila tonight.
From Hollywood, it's Jimmy Kimmel Live.
It didn't last long. Kimmel returning to the airwaves tonight. ABC said in a statement, last Wednesday we made the decision to suspend production of the show to avoid further inflaming a tense situation at an emotional moment for our country. They go on to say it's a decision we made because we felt some of the comments were ill-timed and thus insensitive. And we have spent the last days having thoughtful conversations with Jimmy. And after those conversations, we reached the decision to let him return to the airwaves tonight. Obviously, Jimmy's expected to address the situation when he hits the stage. And by all accounts, he's not being told what to say or to soften up against Trump. Now, Sinclair Broadcasting, one of the major station owners that threatened to boycott Kimmel, says it still has plans to preempt his show. And the other company that owns local television stations, Nexstar, has yet to say anything of what they're going to do. But both companies are exploring possible mergers, right, that would require FCC approval. And so the incentive to kiss up to the government is pretty huge. So they're all being very cautious right now. And something like 400 celebrities had signed an open letter to Disney supporting free speech, condemning Jimmy's suspension. On that list were Jennifer Aniston, Jason Bateman, Robert De Niro, Tom Hanks, hundreds of others. But I'm going to be setting my PVR tonight for this one. I don't expect Kimmel to soften up at all on Trump. If anything, I bet he dissects the joke he told that got him into this to prove how, if you look at it, didn't exactly say what the right was saying he said. I'll let Kimmel explain that tonight. Everyone's got their own perception on this, but as for Disney's decision to bring Kimmel back, I'll bet the mass of people canceling their Disney Plus subscriptions had something to do with it. On numerous occasions this past week, you were stonewalled from canceling on the site because the site couldn't handle all the traffic, and Disney even went out of the way to make it a little more difficult to find that cancel button on their site, too, by changing where the cancellation link once was. And then when you did find it, you had to go for like three different pages to confirm you wanted to cancel. So maybe the people speaking out had something to do with it, too. Some medical news from across the border. Let me be first to say it's probably a lawsuit in the making for Tylenol against President Trump. Here he is from the White House yesterday.
Effective immediately, the FDA will be notifying physicians that the use of acetaminophen, is that okay? Yes. Which is basically commonly known as Tylenol during pregnancy, can be associated with a very increased risk of autism. So taking Tylenol is not good. All right, I'll say it. It's not good. For this reason, they are strongly recommending that women limit Tylenol use during pregnancy unless medically necessary. That's, for instance, in cases of extremely high fever, that you feel you can't tough it out, you can't do it. I guess there's that. It's a small number of cases, I think. But if you can't tough it out, if you can't do it, that's what you're going to have to do. You'll take a Tylenol, but it'll be very sparingly.
All right. I'm not a doctor, but it doesn't sound like someone I would take advice from. But Secretary of Health Robert Kennedy Jr. by his side. The Trump administration stated that the use of Tylenol during pregnancy may be linked to an increased risk of autism.
Today, the FDA will issue a physician's notice about the risk of acetaminophen during pregnancy and begin the process to initiate a safety label change.
Now, leading medical groups offering dozens of studies that prove there's no direct cause and effect. And here's something else to add to this. The rate of autism has increased even as the use of Tylenol has decreased among pregnant women. And Tylenol is a very important drug for pregnant women because they're told that they shouldn't be using that other painkiller, ibuprofen, because the drug increases the risk of miscarriage. Again, as you hear all of this, you absolutely want to be consulting your own doctor when it comes to your own health. But that was a little crazy yesterday. The president obviously seemed a little, well, not necessarily in total sync with everyone else that stood next to him there. And I bet Tylenol is going to be coming out with a lawsuit, I think, the way he described their product. I could be wrong, but we'll see.